We're up to Simen Tofres Tzadik Vav Sivav, and we'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Sivav Yeshmi Sha'omer Sha'ovol Chayiv L'Shloach Manas. There's a day that holds that an Ovol is Chayiv in Mishloach Manas because he's Chayiv in all the mitzvahs, so he has to give Mishloach Manas too. Hagah, now what's the Isser of Mishloach Manas? Why should he not be able to? So the halachi is that sending a gift is the equivalent of She'ela Shalom, which is Usser to an Ovol. So an Ovel during Shiva really is not allowed to give gifts. However, there is a daya that the mitzvah Mishloach Manas he still has. Says the Ramah, Hagavel ain't Sholchin la'Ovel, you don't send to an Ovel. Called Yud Beis Chodesh, the whole 12 months, because an Ovel is Usser B'Sheila Shalom, called Yud Beis Chodesh. This is Al Aviv V'Imo, for other Krovim, it's only for 30 days. K'dei L'Kayim L'Shloach Manas. K'moshi Yizbar, excuse me, Shigim Yizbar, B'Yardeshin Pehe'ayin Sham. What happens if there are two people in the city and one is an ovel? So then the non-ovel has no choice other than to send to the ovel, otherwise he can't be mekayim it. Unless he's mocha, and we learned before that if he's mocha, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So the halach is even toch shiva. One should not send to an ovel. Unless he is the only one, and the Ovel Toch Shiva does send to somebody, and for the whole year he will send to one person. He should, however, minimize what he sends. It should not be a Dover Shel Simcha. The halacha is if someone has yard site on Purim, he does send Mishloach Manas. What if the Ovel is an Oni? Matonis Lev Yonim, everyone can give him, and even if it's dressed up as Lishmoach Manas, you're also allowed to give him. The fact that he's an Ovel doesn't mean that he's got to continue remaining in poverty. Siv Zayin. Yeshmi Sha'omer Sha'onin Mutter Babasav Yayin. There's a daya that an Onin, which means before Kavura, on Purim is Mutter Babasav Yayin. Why is that? Because there's a mitzvah Basav Yayin on Purim. The Lo Osi Asei the Yochid Avelis. Avelis is an individual mitzvah. V'dochi asei dorabim d'oraisa l'smoch b'purim d'divrei kabbalah ninu shem k'divrei Torah. This day holds that the mitzvah basav yayin on Purim is midivrei kabbalah. It's from the Nevi'im. And it's from the Anshei Knesset Hagdola. They had Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore it has the tokev of a d'oraisa. A mitzvah d'oraisa is docha, the avelis of the yachid. So even if he's an onan before kvura, Krishma. So according to this, there's no aninus in Purim, he'd be chayv in everything. But he knows he's not going to bury him by night. It's no worse than Yontif and Shabbos, and he'll daven afterwards. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that if he hears the Megillah as an Onin, he should go and listen to it over again after the Kvura, because it's really a suffix whether or not he's chay b'Megillah ba'aninus. So he says that he should hear it a second time. With regard to Krishman Tfilah, we hold that he has a din like every other Onin. With regard to Tfilin, being on the first day, there's actually a machlokus whether or not an Onan would be able to, after the Kfura, will actually put on his tefillin.